AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Obama administration is set to lift one bit of secrecy surrounding its drone program.
President Obama's Homeland Security chief says the administration will release the number of combatants and civilians killed in counter-terror strikes since he took office. Lisa Monaco says not only is greater transparency the right thing to do,
it is the best way to maintain the legitimacy of our counterterrorism actions and the broad support of our allies.
Lawmakers and human rights groups have long pushed for the numbers. They will not cover areas like Iraq and Syria, but places including Somalia, where the Pentagon says the U.S. struck Saturday.
More than 150 terrorist fighters were eliminated.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Vice President Joe Biden has kicked off a Middle East tour. Speaking to U.S. and Emirati troops at an air base in the United Arab Emirates, he vowed America and its allies will destroy the Islamic State group, often referred to by the local term, Daesh.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world.
President Obama says his administration has done a lot to prevent another financial crisis.
I want to dispel the notion that exists both on the left and on the right that somehow after the crisis, nothing happened.
At a Washington meeting with financial regulators, he rejected criticism that his administration hasn't done enough. He says it's done a lot. The Virginia Senate has approved a bill that would let the state use the electric chair if lethal injection drugs are not available for executions. It's expected to pass a final vote in the state house, which has already passed it but must vote again because of a minor change in the Senate. It's expected to be sent to the governor by the end of the week. This is AP Radio News. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning says it's time to call it quits after 18 NFL seasons.
There's just something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today I retire from pro football.
His announcement was carried on ESPN. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic say the 26-year-old woman who got the country's first uterus transplant is recovering well after surgery last month. Dr. Rebecca Flicht says it will be a while before the woman can become pregnant.
We have to wait one full year before even thinking about pregnancy. The woman is stabilized on anti-rejection medications, and once the team considers it safe, we begin to transfer those embryos one by one until we get to the goal of a healthy pregnancy.
Doctors say the uterus will be removed after any pregnancies because of the risks of anti-rejection medication for a long period of time. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.